This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You guys like to operate at a certain tempo in the practice setting to mimic game speed as best you can. I know injuries have kind of compromised the first couple of two-minute drills earlier in camp. Has that set you guys back at all just in terms of the tempo and getting the number of reps you'd like at the two-minute drill tempo?
Yeah, I think, look, I'm always going to want more reps, right? That's just naturally as a coach. We try to utilize as much as we can of the jog-through mindsets and taking advantage of the walkthroughs in the afternoon. Like, we can't make excuses for it. Like, it is what it is. Let's do what we got to do about it. We got a lot of time till the games. And I think part of the job is us as coaches is adjusting and figuring out, hey, might have looked a little different last year, but we got to continue to adjust and kind of roll with it and look at. Yeah, as long as we got 11 guys in the huddle, we're going to be all right. And that's kind of the mindset we have. We like to have a mindset nobody adjusts better, and we got a right, wrong, or different, and training camp's no different.
Joe, how do you navigate the uncertainty with James Cook's availability?
It's pretty easy right now just because, like I said, just no different as the wide receivers with some of the injuries. You know, it's our job as coaches to coach who's out there, and as long as there's 11 guys, we're going to run the scheme and we're going to roll with it. And you guys know how I feel about James and the love I have for him. And all that's out of my control and my hands. My job is to, whether we got to go 22 personnel, whether we got to go 11, with injuries, people in and out, just kind of roll with it. And it's been a great opportunity for a lot of guys. And so excited for today for sure.
When it comes to installation, though, and knowing that you've got your set plate designed for James, how much does that make that set you back?
Like I said, it's fortunately I've been with Jimbo and some of these guys that God bless you, some of these guys that have been injured and you kind of have an idea of who they are. And so, like I said, we'll find ways to get everything kind of going and kind of adapt and adjust. And like I said, I'm always going to want reps. I'm always going to want everybody out there and healthy, but it's the reality of how it is. And we're not going to make excuses. We're not going to let others make excuses for us. And we're going to find ways and I like to think we're going to be all right.
You mentioned the wide receiver injuries. How have you seen Christian Wilkerson take advantage of maybe some increased work there because of those?
Yeah, no. Look, Wilk's done a great job. He doesn't say much, right? If you guys had an opportunity to speak with him, but he just kind of works. And he's a guy that's, been given more opportunities and he's made the most of it. And, look, he's not a rookie, right? He's played in, he's been in a few different schemes and teams, but he's a vet and been very pleased by his movement skills, his knowledge of the offense, being able to pick it up. And look, when he gets the opportunities, he's making plays with it.
Two guys, Deion Kane first, and then Stephen Gosnell, who seems to catch. I think he's got 100 catches here at this camp. But Kane first and then Gosnell, just a quick impression of those two guys.
Yeah, look, Deion, you guys remember Deion from preseason 3 last year. He came in probably a day or two before. I don't know exactly what it was. And we threw him a couple, just one step, nows, and he did stuff with the ball in his hands. You feel his juice, you feel him out on the football field. And You know, it was, I mean, it was as tough as can be for him. Now he does a workout. The next day's full padded practice. He doesn't get the acclimation period that some of the other guys, and he goes out there, doesn't blink, and kind of shows his work ethic, kind of what he was doing while he wasn't on a team. There's a reason we wanted Deion back, and, you know, you guys might, I call him White Steve. Like, Steve does everything right. He goes out there, and he's a guy that knows all the positions, right? We try to be a positionless offense, and he's a guy that it doesn't matter if hey, one play he might have to be the F, the next play is the Z, and he kind of ends up just, he does his job. And you guys see out there, he's making plays, and, you know, obviously there's room for growth, and he has to continue to develop, and there's a lot of things to work on, but at this point, there's an element of being able to know your job and be able to just do your job, and then we can clean up all the technique, and I've loved having him.
How have you seen the chemistry develop between Josh and Joshua Palmer? And, and what have you thought about the way that Josh has acclimated new receivers in the offense? Obviously, Keon last year, and then Josh.
Yeah, well, look, it's tough whenever you say Josh, because it's like usually when we're talking about Josh, there's a Josh, and so having to, I'm still trying to find ways to navigate around calling him Joshua, figuring it all out. We'll come up with a nickname for him. We're just still sorting through it. But, look, you can see, you know, when Josh Palmer was out there, like after practice, they're so intentional about what they're doing and talking through it. And I try to take hands-off approach because I'm not the one that's out there throwing and catching. And the quarterback-wide receiver connection is so critical. They have to speak to each other without being able to speak to each other. And I think Josh is his – you know, he's an incredible leader, but the way that he can communicate with his teammates and about what he wants, how he sees things, it's at such an elite level. And after practice, you know, you see the receivers kind of go with him and talking with Keon and Josh Palmer and those guys about, hey, let's work these routes. We don't need to work a bunch of routes. Let's just work these. This is how I like it. This is what I'm thinking versus these techniques. And they kind of take and kind of run with it. And then I go into meetings after me, like, all right, so what are you guys thinking? And making sure I see it, how they see it. But, his ownership, his communication is at an all-time high.
Coach, I don't have to tell you the value of pre-snap motion. You know what it does for your offense, but how do you strike a balance, and how often do you check in with, you know, the guys on your offense responsible for all of that pre-snap motion responsibility to say, this is too much, how's the volume? Like, how do you check in with guys on that?
Well, in training camp, we try to throw a lot at them, right? You try to not being able to get lined up. Like, that stuff happens. But we don't want to make it easy on them either, right? Because then when you get into the games, if you're now trying to do that and you don't live in that, or if you're making it easy on the defense by not doing some of that. And so, you know, that's where, you know, sometimes it's tougher to do that on the road than it is at home. And so we're trying to figure out what we can and cannot do through all these situations and scenarios. And there's a reason we the type of people we have that can handle it and very intelligent. But yeah, shoot, half of it just starts with me getting the play in so Josh can have the time to be able to see what's happening and be able to do all that. So there's a lot on their plates.
Well, whether you're reviewing practice tape, you know, in the meetings and stuff, you might be checking with a guy, hey, like, I saw this. Were you just thinking about something else, or was it just the cadence that threw you off? Like, do you get that fine-tuned with guys just to make sure what you're seeing on the tape is what maybe their brain was processing?
Oh,
you guys have those conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, sometimes it's me sitting there saying, I'm doing too much. We don't need this. But like, there's every shift in motion, there has to be intent for it. And sometimes you might be in a practice and you're going against your defense and, you know, you're getting everything with it. So sometimes it's a little harder in training camp. But like in season, if we're doing a shift or a motion, the guy, like the rest of the guys on the field, including the offensive linemen, need to know why we're doing what we're doing. We're not just doing it. I don't believe in eye candy. There's no such thing as eye candy. There's an intent behind it. And so we try teaching that. Now, again, you're going to training camp and we're like, hey, we're doing this to, you know, uncover this or to see this alignment. Sometimes it's tough when you're going against an entire install of a defense. But in season, you know, I think that's really critical. And, yes, I need to have their impact. Sometimes Josh will be honest with me and be like, man, doing all that, it doesn't give me anything. Next, you know, there's 4 seconds on the play clock. So there's a lot of that ownership and communication with it. But I'm open to them talking with everything, but it is critical to kind of who we are.
Based on how many guys you're missing, what do you hope to get out of this first preseason game? Especially, you know, knowing there's going to be a lot of moving parts to who's going to be on the field.
Yeah, the competitor to me, I want to win everything I do. Don't get me wrong, but I'm very big into the how. I'm like, how we run to the football. Are we protecting the football? Is the ball on our outside arm? When guys get tackled out of bounds, are we running to help each other up? You know, all those things, is, I think, takes care of everything else. Like, let's surrender the results right now. There's not game planning process. You know, we're running basic stuff, just seeing our guys be able to go out there, not think, and be able to just execute the basics. And then we can coach everything out. What I don't want is our guys going out there and thinking. If they're thinking, I can't see their, you know, who they truly are right now. And what I try to do in practice is to try to make them think, see how they can process it. But when the game, I want to just let the guys go out there. There's going to be enough anxiety and stress of being out in a stadium and everything that kind of comes with it. So I just want to be able to see the guys go out there and play and then focus really on the how.
Where do you feel expensive around? As you guys are kind of easing him back in right now.
Yeah, he's another one of those guys that I know what I got in him. So I feel a little, I'd rather him out there. I wish he was out there the whole time, but he knows his body. He knows what he needs to work on. It's great getting him out there doing some of these indies right now and him knowing, hey, I need to work a little more on this. But I think he's in a really good place, feels good, and I'm excited to be able to get him kind of keep ramping up.
Joe, Mitchell Trubisky has had some consistent stretches throughout camp. How has he evolved in this offense now being in it for a few years?
Yeah, I think it's so good having Mitch in the room. He has so much experience, and he's been in this offense both with Dave's and then seeing it kind of coming back around. And so he knows a lot of the why, you know, for some of the stuff that, you know, was consistent from before that a guy like Mike White and Mitch's athleticism is incredible in there. He has great command. He's played a lot of meaningful football, and to have a backup quarterback, you don't get a lot of reps in practice, and it's really tough to be a backup quarterback. And look, that was part of the things, you go in the red blue scrimmage and it's like, look, Josh has played so many games in that stadium. Hey, it's a great opportunity to let the other guys go and kind of see what that's like in those environments. But I love Mitch. I love his approach by how he does everything. And he's a football player. And there's a reason we obviously have him here.
In that second quarterback job, I mean, that's, you don't have competition, you know, at the top of the quarterback position, but they're fighting, right? Or yeah. They're competing, or you don't look at that?
No, everybody's, look, there's, Josh Allen has a job, you know, and you guys, you know, I've been places where you don't have it. But outside of that, look, everything's a competition. I want the guys that, like, I want guys to go out there and take it, and I want the competition. I want the, and regardless, there's some positions that there might not be as much of competition, but if they have the mindset that they're good, they're not going to continue to improve. I want guys to push each other. And yeah, so there's a competition in the QB room, just like there is in every other position group. It's up there for everybody to go take.
Tyrone Shavers had a great practice on Monday, a couple big catches. You talk to his teammates, everybody says he deserves it so much. He's been fighting so hard. How has he turned into, you know, a different player who fighting for a spot on the 53?
Yeah, I trust Shaves. And I think that's a word that is loosely thrown out, but when you have trust in a player and you know they're going to be where they need to be when they need to be there, both from a quarterback and from a coordinator perspective, it makes our lives so much easier. He's a guy that's just continued to work. Look, he was hurt a couple days ago, right? You guys saw kind of what happened to him, and he's not 100%, but he's like, I got to get out there, I got to practice, and that means so much to me of guys just kind of pushing through the toughness, right? And he does everything the right way, and he had opportunities the other day, right? Some injuries down, guys get to step up, and you saw him kind of make the most of it.
Joe, this is off the beat.
The second straight year that Curtis Samuel has kind of missed a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So how have you been handling keeping him up to speed since he's a part of your offense while not getting any reps?
Yeah, he gets – look, we're so intentional about in our walkthroughs and being able to still go through things, so you might not be able to get the full speed reps, but he's staying in it mentally and doing everything that, you know, we possibly can get done, right? It's kind of one of those things where it is what it is right now with some of the injuries, but we have to find ways to adjust in our walkthroughs to make sure that the guys that haven't been practicing are getting it. And he's staying as locked in as possible, meeting extra so that, you know, when he comes back, we're not starting all over.
Joe, this is off the beaten path, but what do you think your resume is missing at all to eventually become an NFL head coach? Is it missing something that you think you need to eventually get that chair eventually?
Yeah, I don't mean this in any disrespect, but that's not something I kind of concern myself or worry about. Like, all I'm focused on right now is being the best offensive coordinator I can be for the Buffalo Bills, and everything else will take care of itself. Something I really don't spend a lot of time thinking about.
Joe, question about just the indefinite nature of James Cook's absence. When you get a player's injured, you get a prognosis of how long the range is he's going to be gone, and I assume you can plan off of that. How does the fact that you don't know whether James is practicing tomorrow, today, a week from now, how does that affect, you know, your preparation for the season?
It doesn't. look, I think at some point it'll get to, maybe it would get to a point, but look, I Jimbo, Bean, all those guys, they kind of handle it. Right now, we're really on a day-to-day thing, day-to-day process. I think when you go into training camp, you have an idea of, hey, what the first week looks like, and after that, you're trying to focus on, hey, what do we need more work of? You're a little more intentional about what you're doing, and so it's a day-to-day thing. So I find out tomorrow, hey, Jimbo's going, I can focus on this. I find out it's, you know, it's 2 weeks. I'll, you know, whenever that time comes, like I said, we'll adjust. We'll be ready to go.
Is there anything that stood out specifically about Dalton's camp at this point?
I think you see a guy that's confident out there, right? I talk a lot about Dalton. You know, the training camp he had last year, I think you take, you know, our quarterback out of there, you'd say he was the best player on the football field. And you see that guy that's having that confidence coming back. And, you know, he worked his tail off this offseason, and he's getting to reap it. And we're obviously being smart with, I don't need him to kill himself out in training camp right now, but so we're being intentional about the reps that he's getting, just making sure that when he's in there, he's getting what he needs. Doing the same thing with Dawson as he's coming back. But when he's out there, man, you see the dynamic skill set that he has. And I've loved his mindset getting back to this point, and it's exciting to be able to see him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.